Good afternoon and welcome to your program Realm of the Historics. And since today is Valentine's Day, we are going to take it a little bit softer, but not softer. We are going to take it a little bit softer and, mild. But I want you to keep yourself glued on radio because there is a winning competition that I want you to take part in. I will announce it and the question, and you need to be cared to be able to answer those questions, because you will win yourself a nice package of wine, one of those best wines in Namibia. So please stay tuned. Don't change the channel. Don't come tomorrow and bother Helmut to tell you the competition. Okay. So I'm going to give you this song while you're preparing yourself. Today is Valentine. So it's Destiny Child. You love this song. Say my name. Mm-hmm. Okay. I am out of order. I'm no longer in that of celebrating, Valentine. I'm discombobulated from the, what? Let me leave it for Helmut them. Let them be the ones to celebrate her Valentine. We are out. So, we are out. And I'm going to tell you the reason why. But before that, after this song, I'm coming with a competition. And I'm going to ask the question every 10 minutes so that you know it. And you are able to participate fully. All I want is your name and number. And I can send it to the relevant people that are responsible so that you can win your bottle of wine, or I don't know whether it's a bottle or bottles, if you want wine, for the wine lovers. Anyway, let's see what we can do. Let's see what we can do, beyond this.
Say, baby, I love you. You ain't running game. Say my name. You acting kind of shady. Calling me baby, why the sudden change? Say my name. If no one is around you, say baby I love you. You ain't running game. Say my name. You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby, better say my name.
The other day, I would call, you would say, baby, how's your day? But today, it ain't the same. Every other word is a-huh, yeah, okay. Could it be that you are at the crib with another lady? Took it there. First of all, let me say, I am not the one to sit around and be played. So prove yourself to me. If I'm the girl that you claim, why don't you say the things that you said to me yesterday?
I know you say that I was doing things.
Something's going down, that's the way it seems.
Shouldn't be no reason why you're acting strange.
Nobody's holding you back from me.
I know how you usually do.
When you're saying everything to me times two.
Say my name. No one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. You ain't running game. Say my name. You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby. Why the sudden change?
Say my name.
If no one is around you, say, baby, I love you. You ain't running game.
Say my name.
You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby. Better say my name.
I would call, you would say, baby, how's your day? But today, it ain't the same. Every other word is a-huh, yeah, okay. Could it be that you are at the crib with another lady? If you took it there, first of all, let me say, I am not the one to sit around and be played. So prove yourself to me.
to believe that you are at home by yourself. When I just heard the voice, heard the voice of someone else. Just this question, why do you feel you gotta lie? Getting caught up in your game, well, you cannot say my name.
I never say that I was doing things.
Something's going down, that's the way it seems.
Shouldn't be the reason why you're acting strange.
If nobody's holding you back from me,
I know how you used to do.
When you're saying everything to me is all true.
Alright, so we come back, and the question for today, for the price, the question for today is, which wine company is giving the Valentine, or is sponsoring the Valentine giveaway? So which wine company? Which wine company? Okay? I want to say it very well in simple English so that everyone understands. Which wine company is sponsoring the Valentine's giveaway? Okay, I'm saying it in a forest English accent. I don't want to sound like HD. Let me speak like Helmut. The Kavango and Zambezi accent. Which wine company is sponsoring the Valentine's Valentine's giveaway? Okay, so it's a giveaway, but which wine company is sponsoring that? Once you have the answer, you call in. The number is 0832888401. That's the number in studio if you want to be part of the conversation. So which wine company is sponsoring the Valentine's giveaway? Which wine company is sponsoring the Valentine's giveaway? Okay. If you have the answer, you call in. I take down your details. You win your package of wine. Okay. My lines are not moving, which means no one has the answer, or which means no one wants the wine. Okay. There are two things involved here. No one has the answer. So one of the three twin packs of one of their favorite, of their finest wine, you are going to win. So please answer, which wine company is sponsoring the Valentine's giveaway? Once you find that answer, you call in. While I go on with my topic for today, but you can win one of the three twin packs of, you know, wine. One of the three twin packs of the finest wine. You will drink it in a, you'll be like Caiaphas when you drink that wine. One of the powerful wines. So please, you can enter the draw. It is, of course, 29 minutes past the hour of, of 1 o'clock. We are still here till 4 o'clock. We are here till 4 o'clock. And I'm going to wait for you to, okay, we have the first. Yes?
Hello?
Yes.
So about the name of the company or what is it?
Of the which wine company sponsoring the Valentine's giveaway?
The what?
What wine company is sponsoring the wine, what? The Valentine giveaway? Are you hearing me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. So it's a, what wine company is sponsoring the Valentine's giveaway?
Okay, it's the Tomasa Fine Wine Merchants.
Okay, Tomasa Fine Wine Merchants.
Yeah.
All right. Can you hold the line, please? Let me take down your details.
Can I do what?
Just hold the line. Don't hang up.
Okay.
Just hold on. Let me take down your details. We continue. We are now, you know, on the question for today: which wine company is sponsoring the Valentine's giveaway? We got our first winner. A lady from Windhoek West won our first prize. So if you want to be part of the I'm going to keep this up to 2 o'clock. Then by 2 o'clock, I'm going to close the competition for today. Let me just give you one more chance. 0832888401, that's a number. 0832888401, that's a number. So I'm going to keep the lines open for now till 2 o'clock. So by 2 o'clock, I'll go to my topic.
All of my friends finally convinced me to get out of the house, to help me forget, to help me move on. Then I heard you back in town, in a crowd of strangers and lovers. Someone told me that you were coming, so I should probably go to bed. I should probably turn off my phone. I should quit while I'm ahead. I should probably leave you alone, 'cause I know in the morning I'll be calling, saying sorry for the things I said. So I should probably go to bed, so I don't undo the God over you that it took so long to find. 'Cause all it would take is seeing your face and I'd forget. I should probably go to bed. I should probably turn off my phone. I should quit while I'm ahead. I should probably leave you alone, 'cause I know in the morning I'll be calling, saying sorry for the things I said. So I should probably go to bed before I question my decision. Is it love? I know it isn't. Now I'm all up in my head again, 'cause I know I don't have the self-control to walk away if you walk in. Someone told me that you were coming, so I should probably go to bed.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I'm just waiting for one more last. I just want one more. I told you by 2 o'clock, I'm closing the lines for the competition. The question is, which wine company is sponsoring the Valentine's giveaway? And we only got one winner. The number in studio, 0832-888-401.
Child gets killed. Neighbors free to shoot at will. Sad to see that old slave mill is grinding slow, but grinding still. And 9 to 5, you know the drill. Weekends are a short-lived thrill. Sad to see that old slave mill is grinding slow, but grinding still. Cup run it over till it spill. Take until you've had your fill. Sad to see that old slave mill is grinding slow, but grinding. Some of us think we're too big, because the system gives us jobs, even though it's just a low-paying gig. Some of us will boast and brag, and those of us who think we're small, just because we don't have much, it's really not the case at all. There's riches that the flesh can't touch. Some of us don't respect life. Some of us don't respect laws. Some of us don't respect life. And even though we worship God, and some of us won't let go faith, no matter what the price may cost. Some of us won't practice hate, because we still believe in love. What you want and what you will, working for your dollar bill. Sad to see the old slave mill is grinding slow, but grinding still. And walking home, a child gets killed. Police free to shoot at will. Hurts to see the old slave mill is grinding slow, but grinding still. And 9 to 5, you know the drill. Weekends are a short-lived thrill. Sad to see that old slave mill is grinding slow, but grinding. Cup running over till it spill. Take until they've had their fill. Sad to see the old slave mill
is grinding slow, but grinding.
Some of us think we're too good, just because material gain. If we were living as we should, then less of us would be in pain. And those who are misunderstood, they still deserve a voice to claim. The things that are still meaningful to each and all of us the same. And some will say the cups are full, and give Jah thanks for what we've gained. Some will say there's much more weight to pull, then we'll tell you that straight up and plain. And some will think outside the box, while some of us will hold our lanes. And some of us rewrite the facts, while some of us are trapped on pain. Oh, what men want and what they will, working for a dollar bill. Sad to see the old slave mill is grinding slow, but grinding.
Nutritious and delicious meals for the whole family. 2 kilogram real good frozen mixed chicken portions for only 99.99 Namibian dollars. 3 kilos Polana pasta, just 74.99 Namibian dollars. 500 grams of Romy 37% fat spread, just 14.99 Namibian dollars. 700 milliliter crystal gold tomato sauce, just 24.99 Namibian dollars. You save where good food costs less.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu honda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi finawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge patafanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora esatimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa, nora hetatu natu, bali o hetatu matatu, o mafilane, egelefem, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
And walking home, a child gets killed. Police free to shoot at will. Sad to see the old slave mill is grinding slow but grinding still. And 9 to 5, you know the drill. Weekends are a short-lived thrill. Sad to see the old slave mill is grinding slow but grinding still. Cup running over till it spill. Take until they back their fill. Sad to see the old slave mill
is grinding slow but grinding still.
Keep on. It's grinding slow but grinding. Keep on. Oh, it's grinding slow but grinding. Keep on. It's grinding slow but grinding. On. Huh. It's grinding slow but grinding still.
Appreciate you. Yeah. So this next one now is called So a Child May Follow. This is actually one of my favorite tracks off of the album. And whenever I sing this song, I always tend to think about my nephews and nieces who are, you know, young adults now, you know, exploring the world, you know. So it's So a Child May Follow. Dread shine your light, so a child may follow. Oh, many have been lost along the way. Yeah. Until tonight turns into tomorrow. Oh, teach them to be careful while at play. Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with having fun. Don't let the system tame you. That's just a part of being young. Even though they're quick to blame you and picking on you like a plum, just because your dream became true, now look what they've become. In open sight and plain view, they've already had a run. So meanwhile they try to change you. It ain't over till it's done. So please remain the same you. Hey young world.
Hey young world.
Hey young world.
Hey young world.
Young world, the world is yours, yes. Hey, young world.
Hey, young world.
Hey, young world.
Hey, young world.
Hey, young world. The world is yours. Dread shine your light. Just so a child may follow you. Oh, many have been lost along the way.
Yeah.
Until tonight turns into tomorrow. You teach them to be careful while at play.
Yeah.
You might not think you know enough. Don't let that deter you. That's just a part of growing up. And we're all young enough to learn to. Don't you live life in a rush. The past cannot be returned to. And when you feel like giving up, remember patience is a virtue. And when you fall, try to get up. And now some gods I'm trying to urge you. Be proud of owning up. The truth will never hurt you. Hey young world.
Hey young world.
Hey young world.
Hey young world.
Hey young world. The world is yours.
Hey, young world.
Hey, young world.
Hey, young world.
The world is yours.
yes, our child may follow you. Oh, many have been lost along the way, until the night turns into tomorrow. You teach them to be careful while at play. So when you're rising, start be wise and smart, and try make your mark, and don't you hype and floss and drive too fast, cause life too short. Try make good times last, cause time fly past. Yeah, and if time is money, that mean time costs. But it don't cost money to joke and laugh. So if you love somebody, hurry up and talk. Hey, young world.
Hey.
Hey, young world.
Hey,
young world. Hey, young world. The world is yours now. Hey, young world.
So this last one now is called Speak Life. We did the video for this one in Ethiopia, and we had
All right, I still have 7 minutes with you on this note. We just want to understand. I mean, we not understand, but we just want to get one more winner. I don't want you to come and say no. I didn't get the chance. The number is 083-288-401. That's the number in studio. If you want to be part of the conversation, it's not the conversation, but the competition. What company is sponsoring, what wine company is sponsoring the Valentine's giveaway? You will win yourself one of their finest twin pack of wine. Okay? By just calling 083-288-401 and giving your answer. And you will be able to win. They will call you. My team that is dealing with it will call you and arrange with you where you can pick your bottle. I don't know whether it is a bottle or bottles, but whatever it is. Okay, let's get the other person. Yes.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And yourself?
Good. Yes.
Yes, I want the question.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so the company is Tamasi Fine Wine Merchant Namibia.
Tamasi Fine Wine Merchant Namibia. You are calling from where?
I'm calling from Windhoek.
Okay. Can you hold the line?
All right, thank you.
Don't drop, just hold the line, please.
All right.
Yes.
We constantly praise him. For some of them it's a phase thing, so they're gazing on the street lights till them go catch up in street fights, cause of pretending they're street wise and puts an end to a brief life. And I feel like it's a mystery how we keep repeating our history, making the same mistakes as our ancestry. It seems like all of life lessons missed with, so it's risky. So give praises, one day you may find your oasis and rise up to the challenge you're faced with. And be your full and creative, you'll make it, cause it's basics. People been doing this for ages in many other cultures and places. On
such a regular basis. There's so many cases. Let's face it, man, way too much time has been wasted, man, building military bases, fighting a war with no basis. Life is so sacred,
oh, oh,
and every baby born naked.
Oh,
some are not born like them raised big,
oh,
and don't care what they're making,
oh,
they can't take it. So speak life, man. All this darkness don't feel right, man. And I would like if all youth and youth can put their basical potential toward Rastafari. 15 rounds of boxing, Babylon versus Natty Dreadlocks. Babylon wearing his white trunks, Natty Dreadlocks in his eyes gold and green. Coming out of the corner, swinging to the left and wrong to the right. Natty Dreadlocks still bobbing and weaving on his bicycle. Yes, rude boy, take it away. Aye.
We did it, boys! In the big leagues, my man!
All right, we got the second winner. We got the second winner. And that's good. We got our second winner. It seems that people are listening.
Care that goes where you go. That's International Travel Insurance through NHP. We facilitate cover of up to 10 million Namibian dollars per member for medical emergencies abroad as part of your membership. No extra charge. To receive your policy within minutes, simply register at nhp.com.na before you travel. T's and C's apply. NHP, rooted in care for you.
Your health, your life, your peace of mind. NHP, we're about you.
Fly, oh, I'm alive. Can't wait to fly. I feel that I'm
2017, I went to the salute. And I bring on a female artist on stage. And tell them, so this is going to be the next sensation from Jamaica. The biggest sensation going to run Jamaica and run the world. And I'm saying, Coco T, a fool, a joke. Well, I'm going to tell you something now. Here comes the biggest female sensation out of Jamaica. Original Coffee! Tell them!
Ragamuffin reggae beat, dance all on the street, can't stand no defeat. 2030 we still a do it, every straight show we still a keep, every big song they from repeat, them a big spot in a them feet, them a clap hand. We get them out to talk in our altar, but no.
Pull up! Them people are dancing, show respect, we respect Joe. Nothing can test, tell them, Kathy.
Thanks for having me. Big up Butto Bantu every time. Big up Coco T. Uh-huh. Yeah, we know. So we say ragamuffin reggae beat. Dance all on the street. Can't stall nor defeat. 2030 we still a do it. Every stage show we still a keep. Every big song they pan repeat. Them a respond in and them beat. Them a clap hand. Look at them heart attack in our altar back. Enough style we have them can't answer that. Me start a track and then me start a talk. So what am I gonna do right after that? Me only speak lyrics not really talk. A lot in the know. Touchdown like quarterback. For my count of the money give me half of that. Me cannot wait for that. But me rather not. Give me joy for a iPhone beat. Late don't like white life on street. Music sweet I just like one treat. Drop it hotter than island heat. Yeah, me with the island flow. I could have been to sell, I don't know. Yeah, some people say I don't grow. Tell them more longer than go. So I make it kicking like a ball of telly. Yes, I'm a little bit up on a telly. Give me the world of me, I'm gonna tell you. Me say that I'm a true body, son of Nelly. Give me the ready, my chop, it a chop. When we finish, if it a hit a drop. No, some of us have a proper fun that. But when I'm still on a plan to us. Say we are coming with a force. Blessings we are reaping with course, you know. Yeah, hear me? Big up Butto Bantan every time. Big up Coco T. Real legends in the business, setting the pace for the younger ones like us. Thanks to everybody for coming out. Welcome home, Butto. Respect Coco T.
Original Cafe.
All right, it's 2 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock, and now I'm getting into my topics. So that was over. Let me just prepare myself. It was over. Whatever we have been doing, we are now come to an end. We have now come to an end.
I was waiting for so long for a miracle to come. Everyone told me to be strong, oh, oh, and don't shed a tear. Through the darkness and good times, I knew I'd make it. And the world thought I had it all, but I was waiting for you. Sweet.
wash away my tears. Let it fill my soul and drown my fears. Let it shatter the walls for a new sun.
Right, it's 10 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. Of course, the 1 o'clock I gave it to you as a bonus because of Valentine's. And I told you that today, because you are not in the mood of listening to hardcore conversation, I'm also going to calm down a little bit from my elements. And please pardon me because what I'm going to do is not my elements. I'm going to fit in shoes that I don't wear all the time. So I'm not going to walk properly, but that's okay because this is your day. And I am sure that most men, I heard that men are lining up today at shops to try to get one or two things for their lovers. You know, it's a day of love. But I just want to challenge you a little bit in your day of love. How many of you have, you know, how many of you men, let me talk to men a little bit. How many of you have surprised, you know, your fathers? How many of you have surprised your fathers, at least with something? Just buying your father something and drop it by him. You know, just give it to him, just giving it to him from your hands. And you know that society is training men to, you know, society is training men to despise their fathers. You know, in fact, society is training, you know, there is a tone against the fathers. You know, even men, the last person you can think about is your father. And in fact, the first person's image that can be tarnished before you is your father's image. You know, it is easy for you to hear from your mother telling you how terrible your father was, how terrible your father is, and how holy and innocent your mother is. Okay? So, most of you grew up hearing how holy, how innocent, how perfect, how much of a heroine your mother is. And you know that is a packaged lie. You know that is a very much packaged lie. And there is a reason for that. So most of you men are lining up in the shops to buy, you know, gifts for your girlfriends. In fact, what is important in your life right now, there are two people important in your life. Your girlfriend and your mother. Those are the people that you buy gifts. So, and I want to tell you the ramification, the serious ramification of that. The reason why society has become what it is today. The ramifications. So, and I want to put the parallel here because the Oshiwambo culture and the Western, you know, this is not a Western culture anyway, but it's a Western advocacy. Let me put it that way. So Oshiwambo culture versus Western advocacy, same WhatsApp group. You know where they see the similarities are. In the Western world now, a mother is more important than a father. In an Oshiwambo culture, children are more maternal than they are paternal. So children are more maternal than they are paternal. In fact, so that is the drive. So that is the drive, okay? We forget about when you were born and they have to get the carrier for you and the Urim that you put on your neck. It's not Urim. I don't have the word. I'll find the word. But it's a necklace type of modem or medium that you put in your neck. That one comes from your father's family. Apart from that, your father's family have the role to play, of course, when it comes to your marriage and so forth. But the children are more maternal. So, which means the person that is more important in the Ovambo culture is the mother of, so it's a mother. So it's, you are likely to honor your mother more than your father. Under normal circumstances in Oshiwambo culture. So people are more lenient on their mothers. So their fathers come in here and there when they are very needed, when necessary. So they are not a piece, they are not an important piece as it is put. And this alone has brought serious ramification. And I'm going to tell you what are the serious consequences to that. So when you grow up knowing that when you grow up in a narrative of your mother being the hero, I mean being the heroine, your mother being this saint and perfect saint, you need to know that you are very much in danger, especially if you are a man. Even ladies who grow up in this environment, they are very much in danger. And I'm going to tell you how endangered you are. So I don't know whether I'm talking it softer or I have become harder I have gone back to my element. I don't know. You tell me. Because I don't know how to become a snake. Or I don't know how to become a fish. You know, even if you put the snake among the fish, it might smell like a fish, but it will remain a snake. And if you tell the fish to say, all you fish, throw up. The fish will throw up only what they have eaten. But the snake will throw up both what it has eaten and venom. So, Most of you have never bought a gift for your father. And I'm saying it is easy for you to buy a gift for your girlfriend and buy a gift for your mother, because those two are the heroines in your life. But the people who grow up in a father-mother equal relationship, like people who grow up under the equal power of father and mother, where your father can tell you, no, go and tell your mother. If you go to your father, say, okay, this is what I want to do. And your father asks you, have you told your mother? Does your mother know about it? And what did she say? No, she said, I must come to you. Okay, so you go to your mother and you tell your mother, and your mother say, have you told your father? Yes, my father said I must come to you. So that's equal power. So children who grow up in this kind of environment, number one, they grow up with a balanced understanding of what the world is. You know, they grow up with a balanced understanding of the world. You grow up, it becomes very much easy for you to respect other people. So if you grow up in a father-mother power, you know, father-mother equal power, where your mother teaches you to respect your father, and your father teaches you to respect your mother. So you are likely to grow up with a very balanced understanding of what the world is, because you are tapping from both. But the moment your father becomes absent, who is in fact the foundation in your life, you will have problem. And if you are raised up by a mother alone, and mostly single mothers, there are some single mothers that have done exceptionally well when it comes to raising children. But most, 90% of single mothers, their children don't grow up very well. This is now statistical information. People who grow up without their fathers, according to some statistics, most of them will end up not performing well, even in their education. So, and now, the people maybe performing well in their education, maybe that is a statistic, but I would take it with a pinch of salt. Because I've seen people that have not grown up with their fathers, and they passed and they did well in school. So this one maybe is according to statistics and findings, but I will not take it to heart that much. Or I will not rely on it as a point. So, but most, if you don't have a good relationship with your father as a man, you will have problem in future. You will have a problem in future because you will grow up very selfish. You grow up very selfish, very self-centered, very much full of yourself, because you are a mother's kid. And I see this, you know, the reason why we have a lot of passion killings today is because of that. It's as a result, muchly, and this can now be, look, no statistics is the alpha and omega. And there is no statistic that is the ultimate truth, okay? So you can 100% refute statistics by whether it is through your opinion or through facts. Now, today we are not talking about, today we are not into the, you know, into the amen truth, but we are talking about both facts and opinion. So you can differ 100% with everything that I am saying here. Okay, so you are free to come in and in fact differ with everything that I'm saying, because these are just findings. They are not, they may be factual but not true, because there's a difference between what is true and what is factual. So the reason why we see people, we see patch and killing, in, because we see people that are full of themselves. We see people that are self-centered. We see people that are very selfish. That it is either I have you or no one has you. Which is a selfish mentality. But this mentality is in children that were raised by single parents. So this type of mentality is mostly found in children that were raised by single parents. Okay, I might sound a little bit harsh here, because I'm talking about something that I've seen. Children that were raised, there are children that were raised by single mothers, ne? And those children, now I want to make a distinction. A child that is raised with a single, by a single father and a single mother is likely to have this problem. If this single mother or single father is a sole person in raising this child. There are people that were raised by single fathers, single mothers. But these children are well mannered, because they were allowed by their mothers to go and visit their fathers. So when you are with your mother, you learn a different way, and you tap into something else. Mostly emotional support. But if you want intellectual support, growth, you need your father. Because your father will teach you to understand the world better in a different way. Your mother will teach you another side. So you need both sides. So you can be raised by a single mother, and this single mother knows that my son needs the father for him to grow up very well. He needs a father. So on this holiday, you are going to your father. Yes, I want you to know your father. I want you to know your father's family. So this woman will take the child, you know, Thomas is coming. Oh, okay. No, I'll pick him up, because I'm just in Windhoek. We are going tomorrow. Then he's picked up by his father. By the time he's coming back from the father's side, you will see that that mother-mother selfishness is destroyed. And he comes back with a different understanding. Again, he taps. So from time to time, this child is given to go and see the father. You see that this child will have a balanced understanding of what life is, as compared to somebody who is confined to to his mother alone. And the mother plays this emotional tantrum of, you know, a drama of being the saint and of being the perfect heroine. If a boy grows up like that, he grows up as a fake saint with fake perfection, you know, putting up a fake face of perfection while broken inside. Hello? Uncle Bana, can you come back after 10 minutes, please? Let me just make a point.
10 minutes, man.
Yes. What is the time now?
Yeah, 10 minutes, yeah.
Yes. Okay, come back at, come back at, in 10 minutes time.
Yeah, 10, 10,
within, yeah, at, I, at 3, at 2:40.
2:40, yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Now, a child that grows up with a mother who is bitter, whatever happened between them and the father of the child, and uses that as, you know, as a prison to, in which he should lock the child, to use the child as a shield and as a weapon against the man, whatever happened between the two of them, nobody knows. And now you are using a child as collateral. You are not just killing the child. You are killing the girlfriend of that child. You are raising a killer. So you are not just punishing the man. But I want you to know, I want you to know today that you are raising a gender-based violence killer. Or a gender-based killer. You are raising a dangerous boy. Because you are taking all your bitterness and you are pouring it into him without knowing. You think you are playing an emotional, you know, polemic by decampaigning the other part of the child and then, you know, putting yourself on a pedestal as a perfect heroine and a saint. You are busy planting. In fact, that child being next to you is equals to smoking 1,000 tablets of mandrax. That's how dangerous you as a mother have become to that child. You are like a drum of you know, hydrochloric acid that is open and you tell a child to swim in. So you are raising a killer because you are denying that child an opportunity to understand the other side of life. In fact, we have a balanced understanding. Because what is going on in this world, is in this Namibia, is people that are suffering from emotional imbalance. And you can arrest all you want. You can arrest all the men all you want. You are not going to deal with that problem. Because women are no longer taught to find their mistakes. Women of nowadays are no longer taught to discover their mistake and correct themselves. Women are taught that the women are put on the pedestals. They are put on display as perfect saints. And that kind of, you know, that kind of narrative is false. And it is damaging, and that's why our girls are growing up with a slay queen mentality. You will have girls that grow up with slay queen mentality that they will not be able to think for themselves. They want a man that can wash them with all, that can lavish them with all gifts. Now, you Both you and that man are two drums of toxic, corrosive agent that soon will explode. It just needs a spark of heat. You are all going to burst into flame because your boyfriend was raised up just like you. So he is having the mentality that you have. But the only difference is that his mentality will manifest itself in a different way. Yours, you are raised to be a psychological and an emotional killer. Him, he is going to be physical. So, when we are talking about domestic violence, what do we talk about? What do we really mean domestic violence or gender-based? You know, according to your confused definition, gender-based violence is when women are in danger. Apparently, women are in danger. Women are not in danger. Okay? I want everyone to know, women are not in danger of anyone. Both women and men are the danger to themselves. And this is brought up by lack of proper parenting. When children did not grow up in a proper environment, they were raised killers by their mothers. So, a boy who is confined to that emotional solitary confinement where he is being used as a battlefield soon will have a girlfriend. He will be successful and have a girlfriend. And this girlfriend is a girlfriend that grew up also in the same environment. She's going to suck him dry because all she wants is a man that can lavish her with everything. And she finds a killer like her. Then she kills him financially and emotionally. And he kills him physically. That's what happens. So, but children that were raised by single mothers who understand, they grow up with a balanced understanding of life. That look, yes, this is my boyfriend, but I also need to have my own, you know, I also need to work for myself. Because this person understands, this person has both. This person has stepped from both the mother and the father. In the culture those days, if your father is not present, your uncles, the uncles were there. That's where we were sent to our grandparents. That's why we were sent around to our uncles, because we needed to tap into different attributes to understand the life. So, let me say, even when people are breaking up, they could say words, they could say what because of anger, but it's peaceful. This one takes what they pack their bag and they go. And the person to see you with another person, this person will appreciate the fact that no, but there are other people. They could be a better person for me. Because this person understands this person has a balanced understanding of what life is. That life does not just end on one person. In life, they are full of people. I might have a better person. So, and now, if you are raised up in a single parent environment, and you are not allowed to see your father. I want mostly to focus on fathers today because fathers are the most forgotten people. But most of you know that your fathers have played a very important role in your growth, whether you want to admit that or you don't want. So, now, these people that grow up without their fathers are the ones that come to bring problems, mostly. They are the ones that are fooling the streets. They are the ones that are committing mostly crime, because they are broken. And most of them were denied that opportunity by their female parents, because my mother is bitter and she does not want me to talk about the father. My father does not even want me to talk about my father. But then she forces me to respect a man who is not my father. You see? So she doesn't want me to go to my father, but she wants me to respect this man who is not my father. Okay? So that is the one thing that breaks men or boys. It breaks them down. So, but if you are with your mother and your mother tells you, look, that tate that was there is also from your father's family. He's an uncle to your father. So you need to always, when you see him, you must always greet him. Or at least when you see him, talk to him. You need to know your father's family. There are few women like that, and they have done well because they have raised men that, you know, they have raised men. They are men that grew up with their mothers only. But those men are in order, because they were given an opportunity to have a relationship with their fathers. Look, give your child an opportunity to have a relationship with his father or her father. Let the father himself be the one to choose to have nothing to do with a child. Not you to choose for your child, because you are raising a dangerous person. Now, even girls that are raised like this, that are very, you know, girls that are very broken, they end up hating men. They end up, you know, they develop this hatred for men. But that hatred is induced. It's induced by whom? By the mother who, from the early age, has been putting up this narrative of her being the perfect saint and, you know, powerful heroine. All this was to protect herself from what she does not want to admit. And that fact is that the child needs the father, whether you as a mother likes it or not. The child will need the father. And in fact, the girls, when they grow up from 12 years old, they start to shift from their mothers, and they start to shift towards the father. You see that the child, by the time they reach 14, 15, they want to hear from the father, because they realize that, okay, what mom is saying, they realize that mom is made different from dad. So let me hear what dad is saying. You see that the children who grow up like this, who have a good relationship with their fathers, by the time you take them as your girlfriend, they are likely to respect you because they have a good relationship with their fathers. In fact, the most dangerous thing that you can do is to marry somebody with who has a broken relationship with the father. You are marrying a bum. Okay? You are marrying a bum because she has this induced trauma. Traumatic. It's a false sensation that has created a traumatic tremor in her that she hates men just like the mother hates the father. Because the mother hates the father of this girl. Whatever happened between them was between the mother and the father. It has nothing to do with the child. And this is where most women lack wisdom. They don't know the borders between them and their men. They want to squeeze the children between and isolate them and confine them to an emotional, to some false emotional solitary confinement, which start to be a ticking bomb. And by the end of the day, the children will start to realize that there is something wrong here. They start to investigate. And then they start to hear also from the neighbor that, no, you know, the man left her because of this and that and that and that and that. Because she didn't want you want what. The children put that in their medulla oblongata. And tomorrow they will create a provocative, because children are like, you know, those police officers that are specialized in demining. Those special, you know, I don't know whether it's a military department or it's a police department where their specialty is in demining. You know, when they see a landmine, they know how to, you know, to diffuse it. So children are like that. They will start to discover certain mines that, oh, my mother is using this as a mine against me. Okay. I will diffuse these mines. So the child starts to diffuse the mines. And they start to be smart enough by finding dad's number. Yeah, no, that's your dad. Oh, okay. Because a child at 12 and at 13, they start to have multiple options. They start to discover that you as a mother are not the hero that you claim to be. In fact, you are fake. They start to discover that. And you don't know because you are still engraved in your false narrative. You are still the queen, thinking that you have won her heart because she has stopped asking you about her father. Once you see a child stop asking you about something, you need to be worried more because there are two things involved. It is either he has found out or he or she is in the quest to find out, because children's curiosity do not die. It only regroups, it retreats, and resurfaces. So, as they talk with their friend, they start to say, no, my father did this for me. My father did this to me. Then, in that child, there is a longing. Because when she goes home, you start lecturing as a mother. No, that one's wrong. If I find you, I will beat you. If I see you talking to men, if I hear you talking to men, or just threats. And those threats, you don't know that you are giving a child tools to diffuse the landmines that you have been putting in her. The landmine that you have been planting in her will diffuse one by one. So they develop a longing when they are in the school, they're in the classroom, and they are talking, and somebody's talking, this is my father, looking at the picture, this is my father. and one of your naughty sisters will start gossip next to your child. No, the father is working in the ministry of the father is a teacher. Oh, yeah. She's just preventing the child from seeing the father. I don't know what, no, she's just bitter. Yeah, but she's wrong. She cannot prevent a child from seeing. All those things are tools in the child's heart. And people are talking. The child is just there drinking oshkundu. But she's being armed. And you are there snoring, in your own world, thinking you have won. Well, I have bad news for you. You have lost. So, and here is how you are losing the war. Your child. Look, your child, your child does not, your child's life does not revolve around you alone. Okay? Your child's life does not revolve around you alone. Your child's life belongs to the whole, to the entire universe, in fact. And the entire universe is bigger than your tiny mind. So, this child goes to school. And this child approaches one of the aunties and says, "Auntie, where is my father?" "No, your father is where? You have his number." "Yeah, I have his number." "Okay. But don't tell your mother that I told you that your father is where." "Yeah. There is your father. Go and greet him." "Yeah," and the auntie goes there and says, "This is your child. Your child has been looking for you." "Oh, okay. How are you?" "No. Yeah. So here is go and buy ice cream." That is a bomb. Diffuser. Boom. The whole set of landmines that you planted explode once and for all, and one by one. So go and buy ice cream. Just a simple stocky. Given to the child. "Oh, here's a stocky. So I'll bring you gifts. I'll come to your school, and one day I'll come to your school." But today, the child got a stocky. Do you know what that means? It's a simple stocky, but in the heart of a child, it's a big thing. In fact, it's a big day. Because the child not only get a stocky, the child also got a hug. From who? From the father. So it's a simple stocky, but the main important thing is that it comes from who? It comes from the father. By the time that child comes back home, the eyes are open. You start to see mom as a fake heroine. In fact, you are no longer Santa Maria. Your Santa Maria is gone. So when your Santa Maria is gone, what is next? There is anger. And the anger that is now coming from a child is directed to you because you have lied to your child. Okay? The child now discovered that you have been lying to her. And for girls, that is even more painful. You have been lying to her because the aunt, your sisters or your cousins, have told her the truth without her asking. It is in one of those gossip. Because you know, in women, gossip is automated. It's an operating system. So, Without the child having to work hard to ask, the aunties have already spoken. And sometimes even the granny can speak to say, she must stop this thing of preventing a child from seeing the father. Yeah. What kind of a life does she want the daughter to live? So my mother is preventing me from seeing my father. So that kind of is dangerous. is dangerous to your narrative, but it is liberating to her by finding out. So, by the time you discover that the child has discovered the root between him, between her and the father is a taproot, and there is no way you can uproot it. You will try to throw all your emotional tantrums. There will be, the child has already realized that that is nothing but emotional blackmail. So, and at the end of the day, the child starts to have a balanced understanding to say men are not like what we hear. You know? And even a child whose father is a problem and who is raised by the father and is allowed to by the father to see the mother, they grow up understanding, no, but women are not the way we hear them. So, but this comes from a balanced understanding. If you hear a lady say all women are the same, all men are the same, investigate where that lady is coming from. Where that is coming from. Or you hear a boy speaking ill about women. You need to know that this boy has been in a solitary confinement. He does not have a balanced understanding of life. Because men and women were meant to live together. No one should be a saint. No one should present some false perfection. We were meant to live together. We were meant for each other. So, when we were growing up, we were taught to respect our mothers. When we grow up, we were taught to respect our fathers. That's how we also wanted to be married, because I want to be married like my father. And the girl will say, I want to be married like my mother. That's understanding. But people that grew up in certain environment, they have a different understanding about life. And when a child has no balanced understanding about life, you are raising a dangerous person. All right, so let's go for a short musical break. And at 3 o'clock, I'll be opening my lines. But this one, I want to dedicate this song to the fathers. You know, I want to dedicate this song to the fathers because the fathers are the ones that are rarely appreciated, mostly despised, ill-spoken of, ill-spoken about, demonized, misunderstood, misinterpreted, and mis-everything. We have misplaced them in our hearts, and we've put up a narrative that our mothers are the heroes or heroines. And I want to tell you that that is a false narrative.
kumaito nde titini na nenge tito ewa pangewa nde nde muto
kuto ewa tate wame na fi uito popila ni na me wame na fi uito popila ni na me.
We are back. That's a song. Of course, it's 3 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. You can come through the number in studio 083-238-431. That's the number in studio. We are talking about, you know, people that are least appreciated, the people that have sacrificed everything to make sure that we do not sleep in the cold. Those are the people we least appreciate, we speak ill about, and we even sit down and laugh when people criticize them, calling them useless, unproductive, what. You know? And if you want to see it, just look at the Mother's Day, where mothers are showered with everything, and just come to the Father's Day it's all about how bad the man is. But don't forget that the man is the one responsible for the roof that is under your head. If it wasn't for them, you would not travel from the north to Windhoek on a road. The roads from the north to the south, from wherever in Namibia, is the sweat of our fathers. Okay? Uncle Bwana, English?
Oh, is it English? English is a massive problem. So I can the barrage him on the zero. Also, I learned that the language when I was 15 years old. And sometimes it gives me problem.
Uncle Bwana, speak the English that you can speak.
Yes, I just speak about numbers or pidgin or whatever. So now it is true. I agree with you that many a times, especially you also mentioned Ashwambo. You mentioned Ashwambo, most of their breeding, sometimes we really, and I discovered that this is the cutting across most of the culture. Because most of the culture, the very children, they follow their mother. They are so much indoctrinated to think that there is only their mother who is there. What? No family, apata family, Russian. Apata. So therefore, sometimes they tend to hate their father. They don't give that much respect. Sometimes they do respect. Thank you very much for the song that you have dedicated to us. Actually, I think that was my first point. So, and then the other thing is, I don't know why, but the mothers, they are aware. They know that the children should respect their father. The most, first of all. Because they do say, if you do not say respect your father, you can be cursed. So, and then, but definitely they case them, children case themselves. But in the case where they are indoctrinated and manipulated towards their father, and like you said, they are creating some monsters for themselves and for the society as well. Because many a times, those children, they become so bitter, like you ask, they'll be asking, where's my father? Where's my father? Because kids are saying, yeah, this is my father did this and this and that. And the fathers also, they don't really beat the children like the way they beat the women beat the children. Especially when you say single mothers and things like that. I don't know where that bitterness, that frustration does come from. And then they pass that anger and bitterness through in the children. So, and that also creates some kind, contributes to gender-based violence when they grow up in the wanting to establish their family, so in this relationship. So all those confusions start to emerge. Understand? So they emerge and they become really and they become somehow unmanageable. So, and it is also very important that it is the pressure of the society also. And these are the people who also say because of the anger. Once the child does something wrong, even if it's something that needs to be corrected, so they just ask, if this is in Nasra, so it's not your father who bought it, and all these kind of things. It is actually an abuse of children psychologically. Apart from the physical one that we see, they really beat children. So why is it like that? The difference. Why it is? Why is it like that?
Let's hear from maybe there are others that will come in. It's a good question.
Mm-hmm. So, but they need to refrain from that.
Yeah, at least we need to get a lady to come in to explain to us that why do they tend to discuss to the campaign what children and to when they want to confine the children into an emotional solitary confinement. We need to know whether they are aware of the ramifications thereof.
One of the findings says that apparently children become more violent because of the absence of father. And I tend to understand because sometimes there's no kind of imbalance, kind of upbringing. So if you do not balance up the things, sometimes you are hard a bit here, you are not. Doesn't mean that you are bad to provoke, because we are warned that parents should not provoke children to anger. And those are some of the results that we can experience if we do that. So thank you very much, Dr. Franz, for hammering on that thing. So the other issue is, so what about this, what is happening now? Because there seems to be some kind of consensus as far as the UK, Trump and the Iran is concerned, except the interference of the Israel again.
Hmm.
So let's see, because I see that Trump is thinking twice now.
Let's find that next week.
The 60 global leaders who will be meeting in Germany, so they are saying that this time is for us to accept also this multilateralism that people are talking about. The old world is no longer going to have a taste of standing. What do you say about those, Tate Franz?
I will not say it today. I will keep it for next week.
Okay, Tate Franz. Yes. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Welcome.
083-2884-01. That's a number in studio. At least we need to hear from a lady, what do you think? What is going on? So, because most of this issue, this issue is very dangerous if you don't take note of it. It is very dangerous. You know, because a child would discover that you prevented her from meeting the father, and it is going to be dangerous. So it is going to be dangerous between the two of you. So the child will grow up with a revenge, hating you also. And that's why you see most children are suicidal, because there are a lot of voices speaking into their head. And most of them would not even afford to be alone. They would want to be at a noisy place. You know, they either want to be drinking at a noisy place so that they may not hear those voices. One of the voices is your voice. Your voice threatening her. You know? Not to talk about the father anymore. Not to talk about the father anymore to you. Your voice lying to her. One of those voices. You know, she's busy listening to. So, some of them have the voices of their mother screaming because they are being beaten by their fathers. They grow up in a violent, you know, environment where the mother is being beaten. He's hearing a voice of the mother screaming. It makes him hate the father. Also hearing another voice saying things about the father. Also making him hate the father. I mean, hate the mother. So the child is torn between, is torn apart. The child's life is torn apart because of the behavior of the two of you, the parents. And parents have also a selfishness which is not good, because what happened between the two of you, between the mother and the father, should the child should not pay. Should you not drink poison? Wanting the next person to die. So 083-288-401. Ladies, don't come in. Don't come in that much. But it was good to. It was good that we had a lady. Alright, alright. Let's go for a short music break. Let's go for a short musical break. We'll be right back.
It's too place gold on my finger. You brought love like I've never known. You gave life to our children and to me a reason to go on. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. You're my anchor in life's ocean. But most of all, you're my best friend. When I need hope and inspiration, you're always strong. When I'm tired and weak, I could search this whole world over. You'd still be everything that I need. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. I'm gonna just listen to y'all.
Morning, bride or groom.
Groom.
This way. Morning,
bride.
Morning,
bride.
Morning, yeah. Bride.
Yeah.
mean, she's a better catch. But if you make an ugly woman your wife, you'll be happy for the rest of your life. An ugly woman cooks meals on time. She'll always give you that peace of mind.
If you wanna be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. So from a personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you. If you wanna be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. So from a personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you. Never make a pretty woman your wife. So from my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you.
Give me some guitar.
If you wanna be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. So from my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you.
Yeah.
If you wanna be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. So from my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry.
Alright, we are here. And yeah, Valentine's Day. I'm giving you some nice songs here, nice music, and also talking to you. And I don't want to be serious today because it's your day, but I just gave you some peace of mind to think about it because, you know, after Valentine's Day today, by, this is February, today's Valentine, it started yesterday. You've been Valentining and up to tomorrow. And, in 9 months, some of you are going to be mothers from today. So because Valentine does not come for free. We know that already. We know that mathematics. So that's why I'm talking like this. Because the person that you are celebrating Valentine's with today, it's not the one that you celebrated Valentine with last year. So, but today's Valentine might produce some little ones in November. So the child will be born in November from today. This is 14th. So by the 14th of November, that's the 9th month. And when the child is born from Valentine, please, you need to know that you don't use a child as a weapon. Let the child grow up knowing who the father is and let them develop a relationship with the father outside your own preferences. So don't use a child as a weapon because by the time they are grown up, they will turn against you. And they will say, you lied to me. So you prevented me from seeing my father. You are the one that are responsible. You've been lying. And before you know, he's 20, you are 40. So she's 21, you are 41 or whatever. Maybe she's 21, you are 37. And you want to show her that, you know, you are still you are still the mother. And you know that nowadays it ends up in tears. Half a break, you are in Katutura, a hospital. So to prevent that, say, no, that is your father. Talk to your father. He is your father. Talk to your father. Tell him about your project. Because the child will grow up with both benefits. That, oh, my mother and my father are not together, but they are like they are together in my heart. They've separated in their own world, but in my world, I have my father and I have my father. I mean my mother. So the child grows up with a balanced understanding of life. When he goes to the father, the child taps into the father, and when the child comes to the mother, he taps into the mother, so it is the same. And then, you know, the child grows up, you know, at least better. We are raising monsters because of our choices. I so much desired that at least I will have a lady, but it seems that the ladies don't want to talk to me. So it seems that the ladies don't want to talk to me, but I'm grateful that, you know, the winners of today are all ladies. I'm happy that the winners of today are all ladies that won the competition. And there's two ladies, I'm sure my colleague HD will, you know, will connect with them and, you know, facilitate how they will receive their gifts. But as for moi, I am here today. I don't want to talk too much. today I want to enjoy myself. It's Valentine's, so I'm on radio. That's the only gift that I have. Valentine on radio. And, with music, you know, music. But I'm on radio. That's the only gift that I have for Valentine. Because, say, Otajamopula, we don't celebrate Valentine's anymore. My daughter told me that she has a Valentine. They do Valentine partners in school. So, if my children are celebrating Valentine, not me anymore. Me, I am out. It's for them now to celebrate Valentine. Nowadays, we were very much primitive. We didn't know what Valentine's mean. The only first time I saw Valentine being celebrated in school, it was in the late, you know, 2000s when we were finishing, when we were in high school. You know, when we were in high school, we were finishing, and that's when I saw the first Valentine, you know, Valentine evening in school. Well, it was great, I think. For young people, those who had girlfriend at that time, and those who had boyfriend. For some of us, you know, we didn't have any girlfriend, we know what Valentine is all about. We were in our own world. So it always passed us by. Our youth time was interesting.
Miss Peaches had a change and something got a hold of me. Go on.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never
know I really do believe that. And oh yeah, and oh yeah, and oh.
Feel all right. Ooh, I feel all right. Oh, yeah. This next song is a Kris Kristofferson song that I had the pleasure of singing with Willie Nelson, which was awesome. We got to open up for him in San Francisco for four nights in a row, and it was amazing. So the last night, I got to sing with him.
Take the ribbon from your hair, shake it loose and let it fall, laying soft against your skin, like the shadows on the wall, come and lay down. yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight, and it's sad.
All right, so to end it all, we would say that, you know, let's have a balanced life. Let's appreciate the fathers. And let's teach the children to respect the fathers and the mothers. And by doing this, we will have a perfect Valentine next time. Because it is going to be done by people that respect one another. But the reason why we have all this that we have is because we are teaching girls to grow up like slay queens and boys to grow up self-centered, self-glorifying. And when a girl says, no, you know, I don't feel this thing anymore, maybe we can just separate. You want to kill the person. You want to harm the person because you believe that you cannot allow her to be with somebody else. Except you cannot allow her to be with somebody else, but you only. So this kind of thing comes from where? It comes from single parent, you know, oriented lifestyle. Where you grow up, your mother is a hero, or the mother is a heroine, and then a child, you know, the mother is portrayed as a hero, as a heroine, as a saint, is very perfect, and the father is portrayed as, you know, the evil one. If you raise a child with a boy child in this, you know, in that environment, this boy will grow up as a monster. He will grow up as a dangerous person. Danger to himself, danger to everyone else. And this is a boy that would want to have a relationship with a girl. So what kind of a boyfriend is he going to be? Because most of the killings are happening between girlfriend and boyfriend. but also to some instance, to some length, you know, between husband and wife. What kind of a husband are you raising your child to be? What kind of a wife are you raising a child, are you raising your girl to be? So, it is, these are the things that we need to look at. And we need to be very careful, because otherwise we are breaking society. And society, broken society means broken world. Broken society means broken world. And we must be very careful by this. We must be very careful of this. So, because otherwise, the world will be full of monsters. And the world has ended as we know it. So we need to be very careful how we do things. From a political point of view, we don't know what the government is benefiting from all this, but from a social point of view, it is breaking society. The narrative must change. The narrative must change. Right? 4 minutes into the hour of four o'clock on a Valentine's Day. On a Valentine's Day, of course. We are in the second month, taken 14 days. We have maybe 14 more days before we call it a day as far as February is concerned. So we're about to call it a day as far as the February is concerned. Then we are going into the one of the longest months of the year. One of the longest months of the year is March. One of the longest months is March. But most long when, you know, when one is broke. But when you are fine, the month, you say, no, days are moving fast. So, I wish you a great weekend ahead, the rest of the weekend. And please make sure the person that you bought flower for is really your girlfriend or boyfriend who brought you. We don't want problems. We don't want to hear statistics to you as being part of the statistics. We don't want a terrible Monday, please. But Eagle FM is here for you all the time. Omoeli is coming now. Be ready to be part of the conversation. And we meet next Saturday. And next Saturday, we are not going to be talking about Valentine. We are going to be talking about other things. We are going back into our element. I have interesting topics to discuss with you next Saturday. But till then, from me, it is a goodbye for now. And we meet again next Saturday on Realm of the Historics.